Good morning, everyone. It is a rainy Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Beautiful day, though, because God rules. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. You know, this past weekend, we had a wonderful celebration. We recognized our graduates. We had five that covered high school and college. We also had a few that transitioned from middle school to high school. And I think we may have had a few from kindergarten. We may have had a few also from fifth grade into middle school. So just want to say congratulations to all of our graduates. We are very proud of you. Also, you know, this was Memorial Day weekend. Yesterday was Memorial Day, where we celebrate the and remember the lives of those or the people who gave their lives in our armed services for our freedom. And the freedoms that we can enjoy today is in part due to their sacrifice. I think the whole saying is all gave some gave all. And so they gave their lives so that you and I can enjoy these freedoms. Very grateful for that. And, you know, I kind of want to speak from that perspective today. You know, there are some who labor in the church who are so valuable to the success of the church. It cannot be fully measured how valuable they are. I mean, there are some that are just great servants in the church. And I'm not necessarily talking about Pack of the Meals. I'm talking about the church in general. All across the world, there are those who labor for the Lord. And, you know, the Bible says that we should be grateful. We should show gratitude towards them. And here in just a second, I'm going to read you something that Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, basically telling the church, hey, be thankful for those who labor for the Lord. And I want to just encourage you today to do that, to be thankful for those who labor. And, you know, you too can be a co-laborer, a co-worker for Christ, if you will. I believe that it just takes just a simple decision to say, I'm going to be on board. I'm going to dedicate my time. I'm going to utilize the spiritual gift that God's given me, all for kingdom work. Because at the end of the day, our purpose is so much larger than our lives. I mean, you know, we hustle and bustle trying to make ends meet and trying to do this and trying to do that. All of us get there, me, myself included at times. I've got some things in my mind now, you know. But really, truly, the scope it narrows down to this, that Christ is our all in all, that it is so important and crucial that people come to know Him as Lord and Savior and that they grow in their faith. And so the question then is, how can I as an individual help that along? Well, I can say that we can get on board any way we can. And I believe most churches will allow people to do that. It just takes a willingness on behalf of the people to do it. So, here's what Paul wrote long ago to the church at Thessalonica. And he wrote it specifically in 1 Thessalonians. And I want to just jump all the way to the end here, chapter 5, where he talks about Christian conduct. And I just want to read just a few verses here for you as you begin your day. Here's what it says, and this is from the New American Standard Version. It says, but we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you, and you have charge over, and have charge over you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another, Paul says, and we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all men. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I also like it right here, 19. Do not quench the Spirit. So, you know, Paul's writing those things to tell the church, hey, these are the things that you should do, and this is the way you should look at the laborers for the Lord. You know, you should be thankful for them because they are doing it for your benefit. They are doing it for the glory of the Lord, but they are doing it for your benefit. You know, I've heard people say about preachers, you know, sometimes preachers take it too personally when people reject the gospel, when people don't show up to church, when people this and that. Well, how can they not? Because Paul took it personally. You know, there's somewhere written where Paul essentially expresses, you know, that if you're not progressing, then he feels like a failure, you know. And so he's taking it personal. I think that it is something for a laborer to take it personal when people are not being transformed by the work that God is doing in them and through them and in the church and through the church. Because it's all for his glory, but it's also to build lives, to make disciples. So I just want to encourage you with that today. And as we consider what Memorial Day means, and as we consider about how grateful we are for those who served and gave their lives, there are people doing that today that are serving in churches. They're giving their lives all across the world. And in fact, that's part of our study on Wednesday, people who changed the world, and most of them gave their lives. And I just want to ask you today, what are you doing to help the cause of Christ? Are you sitting back casually just watching people serve? Are you rolling up your sleeves and are you getting to work? You know, God's given you a gift if you are a saved believer. That's the only kind of believer there is. But really, if you are a saved believer, if you are a Christian, God has given you a spiritual gift to utilize, not to sit back and hoard it, you know, kind of like a prized possession. Hey, look at this. I've got this. Isn't it cool? I don't ever use it, but it's there if I need it. He wants you to use it every day, and he will not let you. He will enable you to use that gift to the best of your ability through him if you will just allow him to work in your life. Sometimes it's just a simple matter of saying, God, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do it for your glory. Just let him do it today. Make that decision today, and you will see the goodness of God in your life. In you, through you, and all around you. Hope you have a blessed day today. Don't forget, this week is Vacation Bible School. It starts tomorrow. Please pray for our leaders. Please pray for Jackie, as she's done so greatly at organizing all of this, orchestrating everything. And just continue to pray for the lost. God bless you and have a wonderful day.